Philco Corporation, world's largest radio manufacturer, presents your Radio Hall of Fame. From the beautiful Earl Carroll Theater Restaurant in Hollywood, today and every Sunday for one full hour, the stars made great by your recognition of their achievements are brought to you by Philco Corporation. Makers today of radar and electronic equipment to help win the war. Makers tomorrow of products for good living in a world at peace. Today, your Radio Hall of Fame departs from its usual manner of presentation to bring you as a New Year's surprise something which deserves to be in any Hall of Fame dedicated to entertainment. That great American operetta, first presented in 1927 on Broadway by Flo Ziegfeld. Showboat, with music by Jerome Kern. Book and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II. And founded on the book of the same name by Edna Ferber. Our cast is worthy of the vehicle. Catherine Grayson as Magnolia Hawks. Alan Jones as Gaylord Ravenel. Helen Forrest as Julie. Elvia Allman as Parthy. Ernie Whitman as Joe. And the man who created the role of Captain Andy Hawks in the original production of Showboat, appearing today in the double role of Captain Andy and the narrator of this presentation, Charles Wininger.
This is the story of a river and people who live on that river, the Mississippi River. And it's kind of human river, too. It's got kind of human emotions. Sometimes it's peaceful, sometimes it swells nigh on to busting. It's changeable like a human. But humans die and the Mississippi keeps rolling along and never dies. And this is the story of people who live and work on the Showboat. People who love and hate on a showboat. It begins and ends on a showboat. Oh, it's a good story, folks. So listen. It's in the 1890s on the levee in Natchez, Mississippi. In the distance is heard the nasal voice of the calliope, heralding the approach of that floating palace of entertainment, the Cotton Blossom Showboat. The townspeople greet her with a song of welcome. And as the showboat docks on the top deck, attired in his uniform, appears the maestro himself, the impresario of the Cotton Blossom Showboat, whose name and fame are known the length and breadth of the Mississippi, Captain Andy Hawks. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your kind reception. And now, I want you to meet some of the greatest artists that ever played the River Towns. Miss Ella Mae Chipley, the Toast of Cairo, Illinois. Oh! And next, I want you to meet Mr. Frank Schultz. Yes, sir, Mr. Schultz is the villain in our play. But off the stage, he's as meek as a lamb, and he wouldn't hurt a fly, and he's stuck on Ellie.
Andy Hawks, you have to hold Ellie's hand all day.
All right, Parthy, all right. Yes, sir, that's the way we are, folks, just one big happy family. And I'm their father. And Parthy here, Parthy's their mother. How about that, Parthy?
Oh, you make me tired.
That's the way we are, folks, just one big happy family. And now, I want you to meet the little sweetheart of the South, Miss Julia Laverne, our leading lady.
Hello, everyone.
You all know her. You all love her, so what more can I say? And over here, we have another famous ornament of the stage, Mr. Stephen Baker, the handsomest leading man in the Middle West. Take a bow, Steve. And folks, I want to tell you a secret. Julie and Steve play sweethearts on the stage, but in private life, they're man and wife, and you, well, you've never seen them act so real a romance as these people can act. So here we are, folks, just one big happy family. And don't forget the bill tonight, folks, Tempest and Sunshine, that beautiful drama of tears and laughter.
Why, tell them much more, and they won't have to see the show.
Oh, that's what I said, folks, just one big happy family. Don't forget the concert after the big show. bring the children. Come one, come all. Look what we got. Look what we got. How could we fail? How could we fail? You never seen a show like this before. We'll try and make your evening bright, and if you come around tonight, tomorrow night you'll come around for more.
Andy Hawks, I tell you, I won't have it. I won't have our daughter mixing in with riff-raff show people.
Now, Party,
I won't. I'm sick and tired of this life anyway. It's about time we settled down somewhere and gave Magnolia the bringing up she's entitled to.
Oh, Magnolia's all right. She's getting along fine.
I suppose you think taking piano lessons from that Julie Laverne is all the education she needs. Well, I won't have it. What's more, there's something funny about that Julie Laverne. And I don't want her speaking to Magnolia at all.
Oh, now, Party, Julie is the best leading lady on the river, so don't go starting any trouble.
I'd expect that from you. You think more of your showboat troupe than you do of your own daughter's upbringing. I'll have more to say to you later, Andy.
Oh, you will you? Well, maybe I'll have something to say to you, too. And as far as that goes, I'd just soon have Magnolia be friends with Julie as any other girl I know. Yes, Julie! You heard me. That's telling her.
What's that?
Nothing.
Oh, that's the loudest nothing I've ever heard.
Well, just one big happy family. Bah!
Back in town, Reverend Orr?
Yeah, for a short stay, Sheriff. Hey, what's that dock here? Showboat?
You can read, Ravenall. Cotton Blossom Showboat, Captain Andy Hawks, proprietor. You can't stay more than 24 hours, you know.
There won't be any trouble, Sheriff.
You killed a man here over a year ago in a card game.
It was self-defense.
That's what you proved, but we don't want you here in Natchez.
Well, what if I don't leave?
I reckon it'd be terrible to have to lock you up. All the pretty gals on the riverfront that'd be crying their eyes out. Where you aim to go from here?
Who cares where I go?
Nobody, as long as it's out of town. Bye, Ravenall. Can't say I didn't warn you.
Who cares if my boat goes upstream? Or if the gale bids me go where the rivers flow? I drift along with my fancy. Sometimes I thank my lucky stars my heart is free. And other times I wonder, where's the mate for me?
Oh, hello.
Oh, how do you do? You'll pardon me being a little surprised, ma'am. I didn't see you on the deck up there.
Do you live here in Natchez?
No, I don't. My name is Gaylord Ravenall. I'm just a wayfarer along the river.
Oh, well, I'm Magnolia Hawks. Which way are you going?
Either way. Where are you going?
Oh, anywhere Papa gives shows.
Oh. Are you one of the players?
You mean an actress? Oh, no, but I'd give anything in the world if I could be.
Why?
Well, because you can make believe so many different things that never happen in real life.
Oh, wonderful things do happen. Only a few minutes ago, I was standing right there down in the levee, feeling sorry for myself. And now, I'm here with you.
I think I'd better go.
But why?
Well, you see, you're talking to me, and I don't know you.
Does that really matter so much?
Well, not to me.
Well, if you like to make-believe things, why can't we make-believe we know each other?
Oh, yes, and we haven't seen each other for 75 years, and you're my long-lost nephew. There's a scene like that in a play called The Village Drunkard.
No, 75 years is too long. Besides, I don't like the idea of being your nephew. Let's imagine we've just met, huh?
But we really have.
All right. Let's make believe that we've fallen in love at first sight.
Only make believe I love you. Only make believe that you love me. Others find peace of mind. hand in pretending. Couldn't you, couldn't I, couldn't we make believe our lips are blended in a phantom kiss or two or three? Might as well make believe I love you, or to tell the truth, I do. Your pardon, I pray, 'twas too much to say, the words that betray my heart.
We only pretend you do not offend in playing a lover's part. The game of just supposing is the sweetest game.
The things we dream about don't happen to be so. That's just an unimportant technicality.
We could make believe I love you.
Miss Magnolia, your pappy wants to speak to you.
Oh, Joe, did you see that young man I was just talking to?
Yes, Miss Magnolia, I saw him. See the lot looked like him on the river long before I was a handyman on this here steel boat.
Oh, Joe, he's such a gentleman. Have you seen Miss Julia? I've got to tell her. I've got to ask her what she thinks.
Better ask old man River what he thinks. He knows all about them gamblers like him. He knows all about everything. There's an old man on the Mississippi. There's the old man that I'd like to be. What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land ain't free? Old man River, that old man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling. He keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters. He don't plant cotton. But them that plants it is soon forgotten. But old man River, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we swear and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that beer. Get a little drunk and you land in jail. I get weary, I'm sick of trying, I'm tired of living and a fear of dying. But old man River, he just keeps rolling along.
Dark is all work on the Mississippi. Dark is all work while the white folks play.
Bow your head and pull that rope until death.
Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man's boss.
Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long
cabin. You know what your ma said? She don't want you talking to me.
Oh, Julie, please, this is important. Julie, I think I'm in love.
What?
I was standing on the top deck and, well, I just looked down and there he was. Oh, Julie, he looked so different from anybody else and so beautiful.
Oh, you poor little lamb.
He said he'd like to see me again and, well, do you think he meant it?
Well, I don't know, child. And I don't know as I'd like you to go falling in love with some man that nobody ever heard of. Suppose he turned out to be just a no-account river fella.
Well, if I found out he was no account, I'd just stop loving him.
Oh, no, you couldn't. Once a girl starts to love a man, oh, she don't stop so easy.
Couldn't you stop loving Steve if he treated you mean?
No, honey, no matter what he did. You see, child, love's a funny thing. There's no sense to it. That's why you got to be careful when it comes creeping up to you. Oh, listen, sister, I love my Mr. Man, and I can't tell you why.
There ain't no reason why I should love that man.
Folks, let's get on with the rehearsal now. Julie, now you're downstage over there, and we'll take the part where your sister just went out. And so and so and so and so and so and so. Long speech ending with, "Remember, dear, I'm your sister, and if any harm should ever come to you, I'll never forgive myself." Now, that's your cue. You got your part?
I know it. I wonder what can be keeping Parson Brown.
Yeah, now, this is a sad scene, Noli. Play something sad.
Hey, Captain Andy. Huh? Steve, Julie.
What's the matter? What's the matter with you, Frank? Can't you see we're rehearsing?
I know, but listen, Captain Andy. The sheriff ain't going to let us open tonight.
I knew there was going to be trouble.
Oh, shut up, Arthur, shut up. Frank, what are you talking about?
I just heard him say so. He's on his way here now. It's something about Julie.
I knew it. What about Julie? Steve.
It's all right, Julie, darling. Don't worry.
But what are we going to do?
What do you mean, walking in here without knocking?
Now, I'll handle this party. I'll handle it. What do you want?
Who's Captain Hawk?
I'm Captain Andy Hawks right here.
Captain Hawks, do you acknowledge to being the owner of this showboat?
Well, of course I do. What do you want?
Well, I got an unpleasant duty, Captain. You've got an actress on board who's in this country illegally.
How's that?
A woman. Real name, Julia Dozier. Got the papers right here.
Julie.
I'm Steve Baker. This woman is my wife.
My information says she was born in the West Indies. It also says she'd been in jail there. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
You'd better come along with me.
But what's going to happen to her?
We'll let the immigration authorities take care of her, and they'll probably ship her back where she belongs.
All right. And you can send me along, too.
No, Steve,
it's all right, darling. We'll be together. Get your things.
And hurry up about it.
Oh, Papa, don't let him take
her. Nola, where are you going?
I want to see Julie.
You come back here this instant. No daughter of mine is going to talk to that...
Let me go, Mother. I'm going to talk to Julie.
No. Well, Hawks, you see what your showboat has done to your daughter.
I think the showboat has made a blame fine girl out of my daughter. Things we got to worry about is how are we going to give a show tomorrow night without Steve.
You're just as bad off for a leading woman.
Well, you know something? I was thinking about letting Noli jump in. She knows all the parts.
Over my dead body. There never was an actress in my family, and there ain't gonna be.
Well, I just meant to put her in temporary. She don't know much about acting, but she's got a smile worth $1 million.
Well, Captain Andy, what are we gonna do? We got a show tonight.
Well, I don't know whether we have or not, Frank. Say, do you know of an actor we can pick up to jump in the lead?
Well, there's a fellow I met in town. Seems he's got to leave tonight, and there ain't no boats. He asked me if we took passengers.
Of course we don't take passengers.
So I brought him along. He's waiting outside, a swell-looking fellow.
Well, bring him in here.
All right, mister, come on in.
Good evening.
This is Captain Andy Hawks. Mr.
Ravenall is my name. Gaylord Ravenall of the Tennessee Ravenalls.
Yeah.
I thought, sir, if I could have a bed on your boat tonight, I could pay my fare tomorrow at Fort Adams. You see, I expect remittance.
A remittance, huh?
Have you ever acted, young fella?
Acted?
Yeah, acted on the stage. Been an actor. I'm looking for a juvenile leading man. $15 a week. Chance to see the world. No responsibility.
Am I to understand, sir, that you were offering me the position of juvenile lead?
That's what he means, young man. We don't like to pick up actors off the halls, but we can't be choosy just now.
Madam, your courtesy is only exceeded by your charm.
He got you that time, Parthy.
You keep quiet.
Mother, I'm sorry I acted the way I did.
Oh.
Good evening.
Oh, come here, Noli, come here. We're going to need you. You're going to be the leading woman tonight, and Mr. Ravenel here is going to be our leading man.
You mean Mr. Ravenel?
That's right. Come on. We haven't got much time. Here's your
part. Here, come on. Here we are. Now, here. You take this, Mr. Ravenel, and I'd like to hear how you handle dialogue, will you? Now, you see, the idea of this character is you're in love with her. Now, come on. Just give me a sample, will you?
Miss Lucy, will you be mine?
Oh, no. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. More feeling. As if you loved her. Go on.
Miss Lucy, will you be mine?
That's it. Now go on. Kiss her. Marthy, look.
That isn't in the play.
No, but it's acting. It's darn fine acting.
But it wasn't acting. When Gay Ravenel had seen Magnolia on the deck of the showboat resting on the bosom of Old Man River, and she'd seen him on the dock, something had clicked. They say that love at first sight seldom happens. This was one of those seldoms. And now that he was in the showboat cast, and they were thrown together so much, as the weeks passed, everybody could see how they felt. And Parthy didn't like it one bit. She kept telling Andy she didn't like it one bit. And one evening, she told him.
Andy Hawks, I want to talk to you.
Jimmy Nettie, what is it now?
It's about that Ravenel party. He keeps looking at Nola.
He'd be a fool if he didn't.
Andy Hawks, you mean to tell me you'd allow your daughter to marry a tramp you picked off the levee and hadn't a shirt to his back when you found him?
Jimmy Nettie, woman, can't a man look at a gal without having to marry her?
Just the same, I have my suspicions about that man. And I'm going to find out about him. You watch. That's what I say.
Forget it.
Forget it?
Yes, forget it. And when I say forget it, forget it.
Yes, Old Man River is a kind of human river. It's got kind of human emotions, and tonight it seems in a soft, a pleasant, a romantic mood, with the moonlight shining on it, and on the upper deck of the Cotton Blossom showboat, near to the water barrel, is Ravenel. And he's waiting. He's waiting. Is that you, Norman?
Hello, Gay. I can't stay long. I told Mother I'd fill her pitcher. She'll be waiting.
Nola, we haven't much time. Now listen, I want to marry her at Natchez tomorrow.
But Mother...
She's going to be in Fayette all morning. She told me so herself. Oh, there's a lovely little church in Natchez.
But, Gay, Father, what will he say?
Oh, he'll not oppose us. As a matter of fact, he gave me the idea.
What?
I'm getting married while your mother was away. He knows how I feel. How much I love you. Oh, Nola, please say you will. Nola, I love you.
You are loved here in my arms where you belong, and here you will stay. I'll not let you away. I want day after day with you.
According to the announcement you read in the post office, you're all invited this morning to the wedding of my daughter, Miss Magnolia Hawks, to her leading man, the Honorable Gaylord Ravenel. Seeing as how you all take so much interest in showboat folks, I thought you'd like to see the happy couple playing their romance off the stage. The bride and groom will be out in a minute. Ah, here they are now, the best-looking couple ever to be married in the fair city of Natchez. Into the carriage with you, Nola, into the carriage. And then we'll all march down to the church.
Stop! Don't let Nola go with him. I found out this morning he's a murderer.
Who's a murderer?
That Ravenel. He killed a man.
Ravenel?
Jumping Jehoshaphat. When?
Last year. Ask the sheriff.
Sheriff? Is this true?
Well, it was a case of self-defense.
Then he proved he had a right to kill.
Are you going to let your daughter ride off with a murderer?
Murderer be hanged. I killed a man when I was 19.
You killed?
Yes, I did. Are you coming with us or ain't you?
And where are you going?
To the church. They're going to be married.
Married to a murderer? Oh!
She's fainted. Captain Andy, she's fainted.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Good, then we'll go on with the wedding.
You have just heard the first act of Showboat, which Philco is bringing to you on your Radio Hall of Fame, with a cast which includes Charles Willinger as Captain Andy, Catherine Grayson, one of the stars of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Technicolor picture Anchors Away as Magnolia, Alan Jones as Ravenel, Helen Forrest as Julie, Elvia Allman as Parthy, and Ernie Whitman as Joe. Showboat is a saga of America's picturesque past. And it is upon the story of the past that we build our hopes for the future. So with Philco. Philco dealers and distributors everywhere are dreaming today of the greater Philco of tomorrow, built upon yesterday's unbroken record of leadership. Out of the laboratories which are today devoted to the electronic weapons of victory, finer Philco radios and phonographs are coming. They will be the legacy of war research, born of new ideas and new skills. They will bring you greater glories from broadcast and recorded music in fidelity and purity of tone. And they will be products of the leader in radio research, in quality, and in value. You Radio Hall of Fame will continue after station identification. This is the Blue Network. Now, Charles Wininger, who doubles in the roles of your narrator and Captain Andy Hawks, again takes over.
The years roll along, and so does Old Man River. That kind of human river that sometimes sparkles like with joy and sometimes looks sort of miserable. Just like Magnolia and Ravenel, who have left the showboat, who are living in big cities, who can never tell what tomorrow may bring. Because Ravenel makes his living gambling, and the turn of a card determines whether they're living high or living poor. They might buy one of them newfangled contraptions, an automobile, 1 week, and have to sell it the next so they can eat. They and their little girl, Kim. They can never tell.
Nona.
What's the matter, Gay?
Nothing's the matter. We're just moving to a better place, that's all.
Oh, but Gabe, this is beautiful.
Nola, this is nothing. Wait until you see the new hotel we're moving to. Come on, bundle up, Kim, and let's go.
All right, darling.
Happy, darling?
Oh, Gay, I'm so happy.
I'm walking on the air. Our life is fading.
Improbable and unreal world, finding you has given me my ideal
world. Why do I love you? Why do you love me?
Why should there be two? Be the one you care for.
You're a lucky boy. I am lucky too. All our dreams of joy seem to come true.
Maybe that's because you love me.
And then a few years later, with Kim being educated in a convent, because the best was none too good for Gaylord Ravenel's daughter, and with 12 weeks rent owing on a drab room in a drab boarding house in Chicago of the early 1900s, Nolly returns to find a note.
Dearest, by the time this letter reaches you, I shall be on a train bound for who knows where. There's nothing left to pawn and no more friends to borrow from. I am enclosing $400. This will let Kim finish her term at the convent. Then you can both go home to your parents. I'm just no good for you, Nola. I'm doing this because I think it's right and because I love you. I think you'll be better off without me. Please believe that I will always love you, my darling. Goodbye. Your own Gay.
There's your little girl, Mr. Ravenel. She's coming now.
Thank you, sister. May I speak to her alone, please?
Of course you may.
Daddy! Daddy!
Hello, Kim.
Oh, Daddy, where's Mommy?
Oh, Mommy couldn't come today. Now listen, dear. Daddy's in a great hurry. He must catch a train.
Where are you going?
Oh, away for a little while on business. I just had a few minutes to rush in and see you.
Can't I go with you?
No, dear. Not on this trip. But while I'm gone, I want you to think of me once in a while. Will you?
Yes. I think of you all the time, Daddy. And when I miss you, I always do what you told me.
What was that?
I just make believe.
Oh, yes, dear, that's right. That's a system for having everything you want.
Only make believe. That you are with me, girls and boys find it fun just pretending. Couldn't you, couldn't we, couldn't.
And if I'm a little late coming back, you just remember and pretend I've never gone away. Will you, sweetheart?
Best of all, make believe I love you. Or to tell the truth.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, Daddy.
And Kim, will you do something for me? Tell Mother. Tell her I came to see you.
Skies are gray over Old Man River, and Old Man River looks dark and gloomy. Maybe he feels like Nola does, but then you can never tell what will happen with Old Man River or with life itself. Because Noli meets Julie, her that used to be Julie of the Cotton Blossom Showboat, who's now Julie Wendell. That's her stage name. And she's a singer in the Trocadero, a big cafe in Chicago. And she thinks maybe she can get Noli a job she badly needs. A job singing at the Trocadero.
Ready, Julie? You're next. I want to hear that new song. You got it all set?
Leave me alone, Jim. I ain't feeling so good. Before you know it, I'll be off on a tear and the devil with your show.
Oh, you ain't feeling so good, and you'll be off on a tear. Well, get this straight, sister. Just because that big blonde bum of a husband of yours left you is no reason to ruin this show.
You leave Steve out of this.
You go on a tear, and you'll not get back in this place again.
Oh, all right, all right. I ain't in no mood to listen to long speeches. I'll put this song over. All right, Jake. I'm ready when you are.
I used to dream that I would discover the perfect lover someday. I knew I'd recognize him if ever he came round my way. I always used to fancy then he'd be one of the godlike kind of men, with a giant frame and a noble head, like the heroes bold in the books I read. But not the type at all. You'd meet him on the street and never notice him. His form and face
Oh, that's fine, Julie, fine. That number will go great in the New Year's Eve crowd tomorrow night.
Thanks, Jim. Now, will you do me a favor? I want you to listen to a friend of mine, Magnolia Ravenel.
Yeah?
She's a great performer. Come here, Nola.
Well, Miss Ravenel, what do you do?
Well, I'm a singer.
Well, I can't use a singer.
But she's a great singer. She's a star of the Cotton Blossom Showboat.
What does a star of a showboat mean in Chicago? Besides, this show only can use one singer, Julie. And we've got you.
You had me. What? I quit.
What?
And if you'll take my advice, you'll hire Magnolia Ravenel. Goodbye.
Yes, that was Julie sacrificing her own job so she could help Noli. The Noli she'd always thought of as a little sister. So Noli was hired on trial the day before New Year's Eve. The day before Andy and Parthy, who knowing nothing of what had happened, arrived in Chicago to pay the Ravenels a surprise visit at the last address from which Noli had written. The Swank Sherman House.
Nice New Year's Eve, I must say. You and your surprises.
Yeah.
They ain't here. Nobody knows where they went. Well, Hawks, what have you got to say?
Will you listen?
No, I won't.
No, I thought you won't.
What are you going to do? Stand here in the lobby all night? Get the key. I'm going to my room. I'm all tuckered out.
Oh, Parthy, this is New Year's Eve. Come on, let's go out. I bet Noli and Gay are celebrating at some restaurant. Come on, let's try and find him.
Oh, it's like looking for a needle in a haystack. Get the key. What's the matter? Are you deep?
How are you?
Stop looking at those girls. Huh? A man of your age. Every time you see a pretty girl, you forget you're married.
You're wrong, Parthy. That's the time I remember I married. Oh, come on. Here's your key. Go on upstairs and go to sleep, and I'll look around for the children. I got a feeling I'll bump into them someplace.
Hawks, it's 8 o'clock. You'll be back here by 9, or I'll be coming after you.
Well, you won't find me. Big restaurant this Trocadero is.
Captain Andy Horn!
Well, Frank Schultz! Up! Spidoya! Well, what are you doing here, Frank?
Oh, we're doing a comedy train here at the Trocadero, me and Ellie. Say, what are you doing here, Captain Andy?
Oh, I just dropped in. Parthy and me come up to surprise Noli and Gay. But they ain't stopping at the Sherman House no more.
No. No, they ain't.
Anyway, I left Parthy at the hotel at 8 o'clock, and ever since 10 o'clock, I've been trying to think of an excuse for not being back by 9.
Listen, Captain Andy.
Huh?
Nola's here.
Where?
She's acting.
Acting? What do you mean, acting? Gay wouldn't let her.
Gay, he's gone.
Gone?
Yep. He went broke and quit. I'm telling you this because Nola's opening here tonight, and we want everything to go smooth. It'll be something terrible if she doesn't make a hit.
What do you mean, don't make a hit? My Noli will stand this crowd on their ears. Didn't she always do it? Didn't they always love her on the river? My daughter is singing
ladies
here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, I regret to announce that our regular prima donna, Miss Julia Gwendell, is indisposed and cannot appear here tonight. But we are fortunate, however, in obtaining the services of Miss Magnolia Ravenel.
Magnolia Ravenel? Who's she?
I'll show you who she is, you big... All right, now, quiet, everybody. Give her a chance.
Our little maiden climbed an old man's knee. They saw a story to
quiet.
I'm
single. I live alone.
Get the
old... Quiet! Noli!
I had a sweetheart 6 years ago.
Noli, smile!
the ball is over. After the break of dawn.
Shut up.
After the dancers leaving. After the stars are gone. Many a heart is aching. If you could read them all. Many the hope that had vanished.
Life rolls along. More than 30 years have passed. Nola Ravenel became one of the biggest stars of the day, a musical comedy star, then retired. And her daughter Kim is following in her mother's footsteps. Kim is a star. And there's a new Cotton Blossom showboat, bigger and better than ever. And Captain Andy's still the master of it. And Kim has come back to visit her grandpa and to entertain the showboat audience at Natchez. And sitting on the deck of the showboat is Captain Andy and, yes, Gaylord Ravenel. His clothes are shabby, but not his spirit. The prodigal gambler has returned.
Captain Andy?
Huh?
I never thought this would happen.
Oh, gosh, Gay, it seems like fate, my bumping into you up at Fort Adams yesterday.
Yes, I guess it was.
I still don't know why you kept away from Noli all these years.
Well, at first, I thought she'd get along better without me. Then, when I thought I couldn't stand not going back to her, became a success. A big success. And I? Well, you see what I am. I had too much pride to go back then.
I understand.
Yeah, I thought I'd gotten her out of my system. Then, when I met you yesterday, and you told me about Kim singing on the showboat and invited me to hear her, well, realized I was only fooling myself. I'd always loved Nola.
You know, Gay, Nola is coming here tonight.
She is? Oh, but Captain, you only found it by accident. Won't it be better if I just drop out of sight again? Nola's life is happy and complete.
Oh, sit down, Gay. Here's Nola now.
Hello, Father. Has the concert started yet? I'm sorry, but Gay. Gay, darling.
Nola.
Yes, Gay and Noli again. That seems like old times. Oh, come on inside, you two. I hope we haven't missed hearing Kim sing. Come on. I got a box just for the family. Jim and Nettie, won't Party be surprised?
Andy?
Well, come on. We better be going.
Captain Andy, huh? You always jump when she calls. What she got?
She's got a mean disposition.
Come on.
Well, it's about time you got here, Andy Hawks. And Nola, Kim, just finished singing. Oh, you. Why have you come back?
Madam, your courtesy is only exceeded by your charm.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really been more pleasure to come back here and sing on Captain Andy's showboat than to open in a Broadway show. And now I see another Ravenel is here in that box over there. A great star who's retired. My mother, Magnolia Ravenel, and I'm going to ask her to sing for you.
Thank you, and thank you. There's still another Ravenel in the house. Some of you will remember him when he used to sing and act with me on this very Cotton Blossom showboat. And I'm going to ask him to sing with me once again.
And so we draw the final curtain on our New Year's Eve performance of Showboat. May the coming year bring victory for our cause and the dawn of a brighter day for free men in a world of peace. And may the time draw nearer when the Philco Laboratories can turn from the tasks of war and devote themselves again to your comfort, convenience, and entertainment. When you can look to the Philco name, famous for quality the world over, to bring you the newest achievements of modern science in radio, television, refrigeration, and air conditioning. In the cast today were Catherine Grayson, who appeared as Magnolia through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Alan Jones, soon to be seen in the Universal picture Have a Heart, appeared as Ravenel, Helen Forrest, who played Julie, can be heard each Tuesday night on the Dick Hames Autolite program over another network, and Charles Wininger, currently appearing in the 20th Century Fox picture Sunday Dinner for a Soldier, was your narrator and played Captain Andy Hawks. Charlie, I wonder if there's anything that you'd care to convey to our listeners today before you leave the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yes, just one thing, Jimmy.
And what's that, Charlie?
Up! Happy New Year!
Next week, your Radio Hall of Fame presents Betty Hutton, Dick Hames, Jack Haley, and others. So be with us next week, won't you? When once again, we will usher you into your Radio Hall of Fame, which today came to you from the Earl Carroll Theater Restaurant in Hollywood. Showboat was adapted for the Radio Hall of Fame by Mort Lewis and was produced by Tom McKnight. This is the Blue Network.